Good morning, everybody. This is Robert Lucero, Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque. Today's May 21st, 2025. Excuse me. And I hereby call to order the May 21st, 2025 hearing of the DHO at 9:05 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we're recording only the audio of this hearing, not the video. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which item we're currently hearing. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record, and as such, they're subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. A note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Jacob Boylan, route those documents through the DFT staff members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan to get the electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes in today's agenda?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. I do have two announcements this morning, and that's for item number 11, PR 2021-005508. The agent has requested a deferral to June 11th, and the second is for item number 13, PR 2024-011129. The agent has requested a deferral, which will be placed on the June 11th agenda.
Thank you, Ms. Gomez. Having received those deferral requests into the record and having received no objection to those requests, I hereby defer agenda item 11, that's PR 2021-005508, minor plat 2025-00013, to the June 11th, 2025 hearing of the Development Hearing Officer. Also, I hereby defer agenda item 13, which is PR 2024-011129, VA 2024-00313, to the June 11th, 2025 hearing of the Development Hearing Officer. Okay, now that we have today's agenda set, I would request that any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know when that item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature, which can be found on the React tab at the bottom of your Zoom window. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand like I'm doing now. If you're calling in on your phone on audio only, please press *9 to raise your hand. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. today using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development process manual. With those preliminaries concluded, we'll go ahead and proceed to agenda item one. Agenda item one is PR 2024 010269, DHOWVR 2025 00015. It's a request for a DHO waiver submitted by Wilson and Company Inc., Leroy Duarte, as agent for Brookfield Properties, Brian Whaley, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of 3A1 Coronado Center, Jeandale, Unit 6, zoned MXH and located at 6600 Manal Boulevard Northeast, containing approximately 20.1962 acres. Do we have a member of the applicant team here?
We do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, my full name is Noah Burke, and my mailing address is 4401 Masthead Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, if you'd please present the project.
Yes, the project is, and thank you, and good morning. The project is requesting a few sidewalk waivers at the Coronado Center. We have provided a memo, and we've met with staff at the City of Albuquerque, primarily transportation, about revising this memo. It was heard before and was a waiver request that was a bit too general. For all sidewalk waivers, we've narrowed it down to the areas that it seems infeasible to do to extend the sidewalk, and is part of a subdivision request for the Coronado Mall that will still have to go through the process as well.
Great. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call on the DFT staff members for their comments?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Actually, let's go ahead and proceed to any public comment. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Again, we're on agenda item one. It's a request for a DHO waiver at Coronado Center 6600 Manal. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with their hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, Mr. Burke, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their respective comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objections to the application. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiguan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiguan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is Transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Transportation has met with the applicant, and the waiver was narrowed to areas where grades made widening of the sidewalk not feasible. Sidewalk will be widened along a portion along Louisiana in the southeast corner, as you can see on the map, the little blue section there. So with that, Transportation has no objection, and I want to thank Mr. Burke for working with us on this.
Thank you, Mr. Enrico. Mr. Burke, any comments?
I'd just like to thank Mr. Armijo also for agreeing to meet with us, and also the rest of the staff.
Thank you, sir. Let's see, I see Brian Whaley with a hand raised. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Brian Whaley, 350 North Orleans, Chicago, Illinois, 60654.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to echo Noah's comment and thank Mr. Armijo as well as the entire planning department. I know we've been working on these for a long time now, and it's been a lot of work on both ends. So appreciate the willingness here to come to a what we think is an equitable solution, and I think it just helps us move these subdivisions forward to where we can bring some exciting stuff to Coronado Center in Albuquerque. So just want to thank you all for working with us throughout the process here.
Thank you, Mr. Whaley. Anything further on Mr. Armijo?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Anthony Montoya. Oh, sorry.
My apologies. You could go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know you were here. Go ahead.
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement.
Thank
I
you,
will be here
Mr.
for, I'll try to be here through at least as much of the meeting as I can. But when I, in my absence, I certainly will defer to planning representatives to speak on my behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. And next up is Parks and Recreation. That was Hannah Alec. Are you there? Hello, and please raise
Hi.
your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next up is the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
I will be, sir.
Thank you, Mr. J. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I'll just note that the development hearing officer previously denied a previous waiver for this site on April 23rd, 2025. And the applicant has since resubmitted a waiver application for this request with a revised waiver exhibit and justification letter, and which depicts the widening of sidewalks on portions along of the subject property to meet IDODPM requirements and proposes to waive those requirements along the remainder of the property. I'll just note that planning staff defers to transportation staff regarding this waiver request, and transportation staff notes in their memo that the applicant has met with transportation staff. The waiver was narrowed to areas where grades made widening the sidewalk not feasible, and the sidewalk would be widened where it is feasible, and therefore has no objection to the request. And as planning staff defers to transportation staff in their comments, we have no objection as well to this request. And I'll just note that all the justification criteria for 66P3A were addressed in the justification letter submitted for this new DHO waiver submittal.
Thank you.
That concludes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Are there proposed any proposed conditions or findings?
I mean, we have, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So we just note in our memo that per Table 643 of the IDO, a plotting application must be submitted with 1 year within 1 year of the DHO approval of the waiver. And on the for the record, we'll make that a finding in the notice of decision. And for the applicant's team, as I normally do, I provided some FYI comments about the future plotting action and going to ABQ plan to apply for it, just like you did for this waiver, and what you need to submit with your plotting application. But yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer, as far as any other comments go, I think the only unique finding that we'll have for this will be that noting that a plotting application must be submitted with 1 year of the DHO approval of a waiver.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Whaley, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Actually, I had a quick question, Jay, on that,
Yeah.
and feel free to tell me if this is, I don't want to take up too much time. So if we need to do it offline, that's fine too. From a logistics standpoint, so when we submit this plat following the approval of the waiver, and we are doing the widening of the area that's in blue on the screen, I'm assuming that does this Is the plat recorded subject to the completion of that widening, or is that widening need to occur, get permitted, widen, and then we submit for the recordation? Or just logistically, how does that work out?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, so I'll defer. If Ernest Armijo from Transportation wants to jump in here or clarify anything, I welcome that. I'll just note that you'll need to put your widened sidewalk on an infrastructure list with the plat. Include that infrastructure list, and this meeting will have some cases with lots of with infrastructure lists. But you'll need to include that widened sidewalk and any other required public infrastructure for the platting application on the infrastructure list, and that'll be that would be approved with the plat and financially guaranteed through our DRC office. So that's when you would and you could construct the widened sidewalk prior to final sign off of the plat. So if you choose to do so. Or you could financially guarantee it. And I defer to Ernest Armijo with transportation for any additional comments on this.
Thank you,
I
Mr.
don't have any additional comments.
Thank you, Mr. Enrico. Mr. Whaley, did that address your question?
Yes, I think so. I think I'm not 100% sure if we just want to do the financial guarantee or just do the work yet. I think it's a small enough area. We've already been working with a local team at the mall there to just get some contractors looking at this. So my assumption is that we will just do the work now as opposed to guaranteeing it. But and we could, I'm happy to take it offline once we have a better sense on what direction we're going to go with it. But yes, that essentially answers what I was looking for. But all this, I guess, either way we go, it sounds like it's just got to be done within that 1 year of approval of today's waiver, correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Brian, so whether you construct a widened sidewalk before the final sign off of the plat or you financially guarantee it through DRC and get a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, either way, you're gonna need to include an infrastructure list with that widened sidewalk and any other major any public infrastructure that's required to go on an infrastructure list and include that with your platting submittal. When you submit that to ABQ Plan, and I can include a link to, I don't know if I included a link to our template infrastructure list, but I'll put that into the chat for you, just for your information, so for your use and information.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for that.
Great, thank you both. Let's see, anything further, Mr. Burke, Mr. Whaley?
Well, not for me. Thank you very much.
Nothing for me. Thank you all.
Thank you. Anything, and having heard all the DFT comments, I believe this case is ready for decision. So I hereby approve the requested sidewalk waiver per the requirements of the IDO and the DPM because it complies with one of the following criteria of 66P3A1 of the IDO, which is that varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, effective use of space, ingenuity in design, all in accordance with accepted principles of site planning, with evidential support provided in the application and in the record. And it complies with the following criteria of IDO section 66P3A2 through 10 with sufficient evidential support provided in the application and in the record, and that is that the waiver will not be materially contrary to public safety, health, or welfare. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impact on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district in which the lot is located. unless deviation of such standards is within the threshold established by subsection 14.16.64p and is granted by the DHO as part of this approval. The waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14.16.66p of the IDO. And if the request is for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements, which is the case here, the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Thank you very much, everyone. That concludes agenda item one.
Thank you.